This is Tate Cervance with Thumb Broadcasting, and I am here with your local news. And before we begin, I do have a hazardous weather outlook that I would like to remind you guys of. It is currently in effect for Midland, Bay, Huron, Saginaw, Tuscola, Sanilac, Shawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, St. Clair, Livingston, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, Wayne, Lenawee, and Monroe counties. It will be for bitter cold temperatures tonight into Sunday morning, when wind chill readings are forecast to drop to 10 to 15 degrees below zero. Actual low temperatures Sunday morning are in the 0 to 5 degree range for most locations. Light snow along the southern Michigan border this afternoon will produce a dusting to 1 inch of accumulation, and localized lake effect snow showers across the eastern Thumb shoreline on Sunday, producing a dusting to 2 inch of accumulation. For your news, there's local law enforcement agencies throughout Michigan are deploying extra officers to combat impaired driving during the upcoming holiday period. The enhanced enforcement effort runs from December 13th through January 1st. The state transportation safety data reveals that between 2020 and 2024, holiday-related traffic fatalities in Michigan included 19 deaths during the Christmas period, with nearly half linked to drivers under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning Director Alicia Sledge noted that seasonal celebrations and parties lead to increased alcohol consumption and greater impaired driving risks. State police, sheriff's departments, and local law enforcement will conduct focused patrols aimed at identifying drivers who are intoxicated. Authorities emphasize that while 0.08 blood alcohol content is the legal threshold, officers may arrest drivers at lower levels if impairment is indeed evident. The Federal National Highway Traffic Safety Administration funds the enforcement program through the State Highway Safety Office. A drone attack in Russia's Saratov region has killed at least two people and damaged a residential building. Local authorities reported the incident on Saturday. Meanwhile, parts of Ukraine went without power after Russian strikes targeted energy infrastructure. Russia's defense ministry said it shot down 41 Ukrainian drones overnight. In Ukraine, attacks hit five regions, including Odessa, where grain silos caught fire. Kyiv accuses Russia of trying to cripple its power grid. Peace talks led by the U.S. continue, with Russia insisting on retaining control over eastern Ukraine's Donbas region, even after a potential settlement. Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man charged with assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, appeared in person Thursday for the first time in Utah County Court since the September 10th shooting. This was his first face-to-face appearance after previously participating in hearings via video. During the hearing before 4th District Judge Tony Graff, lawyers debated media access and courtroom restrictions, including disputes over whether news outlets violated a court order by photographing Robinson in restraints. Judge Graff stopped proceedings briefly to address those concerns, but ultimately allowed cameras to remain, saying removing them entirely would be disproportionate for the matters at hand. Upon an earlier order, Robinson may wear civilian clothes during pretrial hearings to uphold his presumption of innocence, but must also wear the least restrictive restraints possible due to the serious nature of the charges. Robinson faces multiple charges, including aggravated murder, after authorities say he fatally shot Kirk during a Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University in Orem. Prosecutors have indicated they will seek the death penalty if he is convicted. The hearing also touched on closed proceedings and motions filed by media organizations seeking greater involvement in decisions about what court information and recordings may be released. A future hearing on media access is scheduled later in December. And next up for national news as well, A suspect charged with murdering conservative activist. Well, it's actually the same thing. Let me get another one here for you. Federal investigators are examining a massive explosion in a California neighborhood that destroyed multiple homes and injured at least six people. As early damage assessments and eyewitness accounts suggest a significant blast force, prompting probes into possible gas infrastructure failures or other ignition sources that could have broader safety implications. For international news, Russia has warned Poland after authorities there detained a Russian archaeologist working at an ancient site in Crimea, which Moscow controls and Ukraine considers illegally occupied, with Kiev describing such work as unlawful and the incident underscoring ongoing tensions over the peninsula's status and cross-border legal claims. Next up, I have Steve Adamson with our weather, which is going to be brought to you by Bad Axe Marble and Granite. Everyone from Bad Axe Marble and Granite thanks the community for trusting them to create lasting memorials and wishes you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.